Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Letitia Dean, you have each been found guilty of treason to the American people. And it is the sentence of this court that electricity shall be passed through your bodies until you are dead, and may God have mercy on your souls. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today, I would like to talk about the possibility of Donald Trump, once re-elected, enacting vengeance, enacting justice, enacting what Steve Bannon has called rough Roman justice on the people who over the last 4 or more years have betrayed the people of America. Is there a possibility this could happen? Why is it that there is a tendency for it not to happen? And why is it that this is a golden opportunity for Trump to really, really change things by dealing with the enemies of America, dealing with the enemies of civilization? And that's what I want to look at today. Before I do that, could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you possibly subscribe here on YouTube? Leave a like and leave a comment and hit the bell. And subscribe on my Substack, thejollyheretic.com, where I put all of the spiciest content, in-person interviews, movies, transcripts of my stuff, all kinds of stuff. And where if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. Now, Constantine Crisin of the rather purple-pilled Trigonometry has come up with some interesting ideas on why Trump has won. He has said that, unlike Europeans, Americans love their country. They are less pessimistic about their country. They do not want a kind of managed decline of the kind that Europe has been experiencing, really, since the Second World War. There is a strong independent streak in them, a strong desire to resist big government. And also he notes that they are highly philo-Semitic. Now, if we look into this, I think it crosses over with basically being right-wing, conservative, and nationalistic. The people that emigrated to America were a subsection of the English. Those are the people that founded America. That's the founding culture, even now. Basically, English Puritanism, English Christian fundamentalism. People that are highly religious tend also, on average, to be highly patriotic, to be highly nationalistic. So you would expect them to be more ethnocentric than the English they've left behind, to love their country to a greater extent. For this reason, they would also be more religious, of course, and therefore they would have a strong sense of eternity, a strong sense of the future, a Christian sense of things getting better and moving towards heaven on earth. So there would be less of a desire, or less of a belief there could even be a managed decline. The resistance to government is quite interesting because these people came and settled America on the basis that the English government wouldn't permit them to be fundamentalist enough. That is why, at least in the northern states, that is why a lot of them who dominated in the Civil War and won and took control, that is why a lot of them came there. So there is a strong resistance to government, a frontier kind of mindset where you go out as a Christian family and nothing should interfere with your Christian family. Family is the essence of this Puritan way of seeing the world. And finally, he notes that they are highly philo-Semitic and that this is relevant to Trump being elected. I don't know if that's true, but if it is, it's certainly true that in David Hackett Fisher's book, Albion's Seed, that the founding Americans in the northern states, at least, saw themselves as the new Israel, saw themselves as the new Jews, basically used the Old Testament as a manifesto, a manual on how to settle a country where they're the Jews and the Indians or whatever are other, and followed those rules. So there may be some truth in that. But certainly what you could argue is that there is a sort of optimum right-wing core, optimum conservative nationalistic core to America that is not there in the UK. Indeed, you could argue that these people, not only are they highly group-selected in that they are strongly, strongly selected for religiousness and to be group-oriented and to be nationalistic and so on, they then would have been under harsher Darwinian selection pressure than the English whom they left behind, because they would have been in an environment to which they were not evolved. They would have been battling against Native Americans and so forth. It gets very, very cold compared to England in parts of the US. And so therefore, what you would end up with is this very group-selected right-wing conservative people that, yes, have been utterly subverted, but there would still be a core of people like that. So these people, compared to the English, could be expected, and you can see this in many respects, including their language, to be ultimately deeply conservative and deeply religious. Now, there are problems with this in terms of Donald Trump sorting out what has actually happened. And that problem is that there is a degree to which such people, i.e. right-wing people, are basically just too nice. As we have seen in various videos that I have done, on average, people that are right-wing, people that are conservative, are higher in agreeableness. They are higher in altruism and empathy. They are higher in conscientiousness. They hate the left much less than the left hate the right. They are far more forgiving of other people. They are less narcissistic, and so therefore they don't have a sense of entitlement and in the sense that the left do. And most importantly, they are less Machiavellian. And this may relate to the fact that they are more mentally stable. And because they are more mentally stable, they don't feel negative feelings as strongly. They don't feel anxiety as strongly. They don't feel paranoia as strongly. They don't feel anger as strongly. So you would expect them to be less vengeful people. And because they are more mentally stable, they don't see the world as a frightening, awful place that they need to take control of. They take the view that they're pretty much already in control of it, and then they're in control of their lives. So therefore, they're less Machiavellian. They're more forgiving to others. They're more prepared to let others just live and let live. And they have a desire to grill. They just want to grill because they're content with life and they believe that God is looking after them and they believe they are free and have free will. And so therefore, they don't really have to fight. They just want to grill and ultimately be kind and reasonable and move towards eternity. And the problem with this is they can grill as much as they like and they can have as much lovely rare steak or whatever it is that they want as they like, but they will have to watch as the Machiavellian left betray them again and again, go back on their word again and again and again. As I have shown in various videos, the left are Machiavellian, the left are liars who are prepared to, at the end, justify the means, who are prepared to engage in instrumental harm with reviews of what they want. They are resentful and prepared to tear everything down. They deeply distrust and despise the right in a way that is not reciprocated because they are narcissistic and the presence of the right questions their sense of themselves as perfect, which allows them to deal their sense that they're perfect, they know everything. It questions the ideas which they use to give themselves a sense of moral superiority, and therefore this confronts them with the dark, hollow, frightened self at their core. So therefore, this is an opportunity for Trump, and please God, let him not mess it up. Joe Biden, he would argue, stole the 2020 election. I'm not saying he did, but he would argue that he did. And he threw open the borders. This is treason. Treason. And therefore, as a clear message to the leftists now who are screaming their heads off and going mad, surely he needs to be prosecuted for treason. Kamala Harris, similar kind of thing, weaponized the justice system, weaponized justice against him. These people showed no mercy to him. Treason. Obama, Trump would argue, manipulated a kind of Russian interference with the election in order to stop Trump from winning in 2016. Treason. Hillary Clinton, utterly corrupt, used her private server to send messages and had whitewashed the messages that she had sent. Corruption. Nancy Pelosi, he accuses of corruption with regard to having stock in Visa and then when Visa collapsed, pulling out at just the right moment. Corruption. And of course, Letitia James, who is the prosecutor in New York, has brought all kinds of frivolous, useless, vexatious cases against him in order to undermine him and destroy him. corrupt, has engaged in lawfare, and by the way, has done the same thing against Vidair, to the extent that she's completely shut it down. Corruption. Now, the problem is, I mean, look at this, these people have spent all of Trump's first term in power and his time in opposition prosecuting...
Are you ready for the future of the West?